American Cattle News. I'm Bill Baker.
Feed is a good vehicle of delivery.
That's Dr. Jason Smith, Extension Beef Cattle Specialist at the University of Tennessee on the new Veterinary Feed Directive, or VFD.
I'm a beef cattle producer myself, and I will argue every day of my life that there's nobody that cares more about my cattle than I do, and I'm sure all the other producers here would argue the same about their animals. And so being a good steward of that animal, making sure that its health is a priority, that's something that oftentimes requires some intervention, and that may be a medicated feed, it may be an injection, it may be something else. And that's something I think we need to keep in mind. And one of the things that a lot of times gets lost sight of, you know, a lot of these things are expensive, and we don't want to use them if we don't need to. And so that we try to be very, very selective and make sure that it is indeed something we need to be doing. And this is just one additional step in that direction to make sure that, yeah, we're not doing something unknowingly that we shouldn't be.
He says the investment is in building consumer confidence and keeping the cows healthy, goals that prompted the Beef Quality Assurance Program.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of the main topic of this BQA training, you know, we care about the product that we're producing and the consumer cares about what we're producing for them. So let's bring that together.
And if somebody wanted to follow up on BQA or learn more information about what you're talking about, is there somewhere to go?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the first point of contact would be National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Beyond there, within each state has their own Cattlemen's Association and or Beef Industry Council. And so I think that would be the next point of contact. And then from there, their main land-grant university and their extension folks, whether that's at the university level or in a county or a regional extension office.
A lot of support out there for the cattle industry. That's Dr. Jason Smith, University of Tennessee. Thanks.
Thank you.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
Develops innovative new beef cuts.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com, paid for by your beef checkoff.
Sydney Dexter is the general manager of the Sand Hills Cattlemen's Association in Valentine, Nebraska. The association assists with the purchase and sale of Sand Hills cattle.
Our main thing is, as far as that, is the feeder cattle news, which is updated online and anybody can view it. And then it also goes out in our newsletter, which is mailed to 1,500 different people, which are ranchers, feedlots, cattle buyers, things like that.
And we asked Dexter why the association is so focused on the marketing of cattle.
The association started in the 1930s. Sam McKelvey was one of the founders. And basically, back then, there wasn't a good way for them to market the Sand Hills cattle to the bigger feeders, which were outside of this area. So it basically started, they used to have annual sales themselves, and since times have changed and sale barns and everything have evolved, we've had to evolve with it. So that's kind of how we're doing it now, is through our publications and through the internet.
That's Sydney Dexter with the Sand Hills Cattlemen Association. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.